Hey, everybody, it's Crook and Kipe on Baseball, and today we're going to talk about baseball and the fact that it's a game. And you know what you're supposed to do when you have a game? You're supposed to have fun. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Well, right now, Kipe, you look around the world of baseball. If you go beyond professional baseball, you're watching the college tournament in Omaha, which college baseball is playing for the national championship, which is a great tradition. And I love it for a lot of reasons. I mean, you played in it. I mean, it's a special time, and for a lot of those kids, it's the first time they play in front of a large crowd, 25,000 people. It's a big deal. And then after the College World Series, you know, the next scene that goes down is the Little League World Series. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that if you watch college baseball, it's different. It's different in a lot of ways. And the celebration and what they do collectively, they've got like these choreographed things that they do in the dugout that are hysterical. And it's always really interesting for us to watch when these kids in college are doing this. When the Little Leaguers start up, they're watching the college guys, and they do the same thing. And it's, you would never see it in professional baseball where, you know, the whole team dyes their head, you know, bleaches their hair.
Well, unless you're in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I guess it did happen.
And Hunter
once.
Pence lost his mind, and they decided to do that. But I think the definition of what we did for a living at every level was to have fun, and I applaud and I admire all the Little League coaches that absolutely make that as the number one priority when these Little Leaguers take the field. Have fun. And I get the fact that you got to teach them how to win, and you also have to teach them how to lose. But when it's all over with and you're in the car driving home and you turn to your little guy or your little girl in the back and you say, did you have fun? If they said no, then there's a problem. And I think part of this thing is the celebrations and all the other things. I think it's great. I don't know where we're headed at our level with it, but it's probably getting a little like that. But
well, there is definitely much more celebration now than any other time in history in baseball at the professional level, at the big league level. And they're saying, yeah, it's still controversial. I mean, some people think you can go do too much. Some think that it should be a little bit more like the previous generations. But nevertheless, the emphasis is fun. My son, who is the father of my grandchild, two of them, my grandson plays baseball, Cohen. And Bake, my son, called me up the other day. He says, yeah, it's great, Dad. He says, baseball season ended. Do you know what he wanted to do the day after season ended? I said, what? He said he wanted to play catch. So we play catch every day. And I think that's the deal. If at the end of the Little League season, at the end of the high school season or the college season, you can look at your team and you can honestly say that they had fun, that they loved the game, that their appreciation and their love for the game improved, then you as a coach, you've been successful. You have, because it is a game that's all about fun. It's a game.
And, you know, and you can really say the same thing about in the minor leagues, and you can have fun in the minor leagues. It's way more cutthroat in the minor leagues than it is in the big leagues. In the minor leagues, you're not only fighting the other team, but you're fighting for your spot because you got about 5 or 6 or 10 other guys that want that spot. And it's really tough in the minor leagues. But the bottom line is you can still have fun. And then when you get to the big leagues, there's no better way to have fun by winning, but I can tell you that you and I played on some crappy teams, but we still had a hell of a lot of fun.
We did. And when we see the guys who played on those teams,
they still make
us
laugh.
We shake hands and we give a long hug, and we mean it because we had fun together. That's Crook and Kipe on Baseball. Enjoy this great game. Have fun.